Good morning, Meat Chow Men. This is, get a bit of lighting on my face. There's this woman I've been having a little bit to do with, you know, mostly online type stuff, and to help her out with her business, you know. And this conceited cunt has just proven to basically be a taker, and nothing but a taker, you know. And, you know, I don't mind helping out a bit here and there, but, you know, that's sort of worn thin, you know. There's been no sort of offer of gratuity or come over, I'll shout your dinner or whatever, you know, if you can't pass and through, whatever, you know. There's been none of that sort of stuff, and, no reciprocity, and that's a bit of a side issue. It's a side issue, but it's an important issue. The other thing is, you know, I've done a lot to help her. You know, I spent a lot of, not huge amounts of time, but important amounts of time on getting her the information that she needs to make her operation work. And, you know, it's first-rate kind of information. And what came up was there's another business similar to hers that was in a closing down sale, and they were selling it off, and I looked at some of the gear that they had for sale, and I went, she can use that, because that's exactly the sort of stuff that she needs in a shop, and if it's going to go, you know, if it's going to be sort of, if she can, she might really need it, you know what I mean? And so what I did is I sent her I said, look, have a look at this, you know, you might actually really need this, you know, and it could be going at a fairly low price, you know. And so she couldn't sort of she doesn't know how to edit web addresses and stuff. Like, if I've got the link and it's linked with a personal code on it, if you cut off the personal code, then you get the straight link, and then you can open up all the communications, but it's not in my name, it's her doing the communicating, you know. And so there was that, and the internet's been running really, really, really slow the last few days, and so, you know, just a thought. So what happened was, you know, web pages weren't loading. It's the heat, it's the summer, and everybody's at home on the internet, so the network's congested, and pages weren't loading, and it's been like 40 degrees centigrade, you know, and crazy eyes, and like, you know. So she said, I can't get this to work. So I said, look, you know, I ended up saying, look, I can't get the, you know, I said, you know, the browser history is fucked. It's not working. I said, the browser history is not working. The internet speed is impossibly slow. The pages are not loading. As in, like, they just don't load, you know. And I said that the platform that I was working through, and I went and told her, I said, you know, navigating this fucking platform can be a real cunt, you know, because it is. It's just, you know, you can't, you know, you get those three things that the browser history is not working, so I can't go back to that exact page. You can't look up what you're just looking at, you know. And the pages aren't loading. It's, you know, it's a fucked, partly the real world, partly the internet, you know, and partly because the platform is fucked, you know. So I sent her a message. I said, you know, this platform can be a real cunt to use at sometimes. So she sent me a fucking message back. Like, I've done a heap of stuff for her. Like, you know, really good, really first-rate stuff. And she's never offered anything back, you know. And so, you know, I'm looking after her and she's not looking after me. That's a sort of two-way street type stuff, you know. And so she jumps down my throat and says, oh, do you mind, you know, not using offensive language? And I just messaged her back, fuck off, you know. You know, I don't have a value system. I don't have a value system. My value system is I don't care. You know? It's like language is a wonderful tool, but just if people say different sorts of words too much and too often, it gets a bit sort of, you know, but it can be used to sort of season up a conversation or to abbreviate a really complex issue. Saying the car's fucked is not the same as it's, you know, I went round the corner and hit some mud and slid off the road and crashed it into a fucking tree and the whole front of the car's crushed in, and it's either I've got to buy a new car because the cost of repairs is like, you know, it's twice the cost of the fucking car, you know, or I can just say the car's fucked. I had a crash and the car's fucked, you know. You know what I mean? It serves purposes, you know. And so she starts on this fucking shit, you know. And to me, that's like giving her a briefcase or a small suitcase with $1 million in it, and she takes it and uses it and all this sort of stuff and doesn't say fucking thanks for anything. And basically, then she complains about the small change. Oh, I found 25 cents in the fucking bottom of the suitcase. What kind of an asshole are you? You know what I mean? It's that sort of, it's the thing of proportionality. It's not like she's been given stuff that's just really fucking incredible, and she just sits there and nitpicks about that, you know. So I sent her back this. I told her to fuck off, you know. Oh, offensive language. It's, you know. So I said fuck off. And then I sent her a message. I said, never lecture me, because when you do, you make yourself look like one more retarded old mole. Nothing personal, but women have a penchant for spreading their low IQ bullshit around like VD in a gangbang. And she writes back, oh, it wasn't a lecture, it was a comment on offensive language. So wasn't a lecture, it was a comment on offensive language. So I sent her back another message. Always got a back answer. You're the offensive one, you're a nag, and you're not bright enough to keep your stupid shit to yourself either. And she goes, wow, well, thanks for your help, but I'm going to go now. You know, wow. My girl balls haven't dropped. Wow. Well, thanks for your help, but I'm going to go now. So I said, if you keep this stupid shit up, I will block you. And you can ring me in the morning to apologise. You know. I just want, you know, just twisting, sticking the knife in and twisting it, you know what I mean? And, but I thought about this some more. I did one video, and it was a bit too, you know, sort of a few points were over sort of emphasised, you know, on how women just don't, with all this, so many women that are coming out with all this boss bitch shit, you know what I mean? And they're fucking assholes. They're ingrates, they're nasty, they're petty, they're gossiping, they're all bloody drama and shit. It's like, what I did for this woman was kind of priceless, you know what I mean? I said, you know, you got to move away from fucking operating like this, and you got to operate like this, you know? And she has. And now she's getting turnover, now she's getting clientele, now she's making money, you know. And it's very much that sort of thing. I shouldn't repeat myself or try not to, but, you know, I've basically given her $1 million and then she turns around and complains about finding 25 cents in small change in the bottom of the suitcase, you know. It's like, yeah, you shouldn't talk to me like that, yeah, you know. So it forgets all the fucking hard work I've done to help her, forgets all the fucking technical expertise, it forgets all the running around I've fucking done to get all this sort of stuff together. And then she just sits there and bitches about, oh, offensive language, you know, because I called the, I said the platform, you know, trying to retrieve data off this platform is a complete cunt, you know. You know, throws it to the, you know, you got a professional kind of a relationship, sort of interactions going on, and she just sits there and pisses and moans with all the shit like that. So I thought about, after making that video, I just sent her a message, and I said, nah, you know, forget about ringing me in the morning and apologising. If you're dumb enough to serve up all this retarded, take the knee and kiss my ass, boss bitch bullshit, you can just fuck off. I want nothing to do with you. Men, you know, this is men walking away. You know? And all these women, there's so many of them, they're just stupid cunts. There's just so many of them, and they just have to fucking, you know, they just have to fucking in there, boss bitch, you can't talk to me like that, you know, fucking, you know. And if they get confronted about being fucking retarded assholes, then they go run off and say, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim. You know what I mean? They do. And so the modern woman is a retarded cunt. Not all of them. I've met a lot of them that are so fucking stupid, they couldn't tell if they were... If you sat them on their head or you sat them on their ass, they wouldn't know the difference. You know what I mean? They're really that fucking dense. And then there's a lot of them that are coming out with all this boss bitch shit, you know what I mean? And, yeah, so, you know, I think this is one of the essential life skills of just handing their shit back and disengaging, you know, saying you're responsible for being who you are, you're responsible for coming out with this petty, nasty, you know, nitpicking shit, you know, and I'm not going to fucking wear it, so you can just take a hike, lady, you can take it.
Canada, I've got to slow their plans.
Wait a second, wait a second. And I said, you know, you can take your fucking bullshit and fuck off, you know. I'm ending the relationship, you know. So that's, these are essential life skills, just kind of, learn from other people and you learn as you go. You know, you don't put up with these fucking stupid women and their boss bitch bullshit. And sort of, I think in some ways, Hammer Hand has sort of kind of elaborates on these kind of issues. And it's kind of like, you know, all these sort of lessons from all these men and all this information, it's sunk in, and then the light has just switched on going, I'm not putting up with this fucking stupid fucking bitch's bullshit. So you can fuck off, you know. You know? And I don't agree with him on anything, on everything. You know, you learn from each other, and this is my... what I've sort of absorbed and what I've put into practice, and this is the outcome, you know, that a woman who's so fucking stupid that she can't keep her fucking trap shut, she can't keep her bullshit, you know, nitpicking fucking opinions to herself, and she can't stop fucking, you know, she can't keep herself in check, saying, does it really matter that this platform is a cunt to operate on, you know, or is a cunt to use. Does it really fucking matter, you know, do you have to? Yes, she has to. That's what fucking dumb cunts like her do. So, good luck with that, Me Too men. Just cut the cunts loose, leave them to starve in the streets and let them be eaten by the fucking dogs, you know. Second Kings, you know, 1 to 37, Jezebel. Bye.